Proper noting procedure. Can you cover proper noting during meditation? Do you always come back to the breath? If you are asking about the tradition that we follow, we are not technically practicing mindfulness of the breath. Anapanasati, mindfulness of the in-breaths and the out-breaths, is technically samatha meditation. Vipassana cannot arise when focused on the breath because breath is not an ultimate reality. The ultimate reality is the sensations that lead to the concept of breath, whether at the nose or the stomach. At the nose, there will be sensations of heat and cold. At the stomach, there will be sensations of tension and release. You don't have to focus on sensations related to the breath at all. You can focus on the bodily sensations related to sitting, saying to yourself, sitting, sitting. Or when walking, walking, walking. When practicing walking meditation, you would not focus on the breath. You would focus on the movements of the feet. There is even prostration meditation where you focus on the movements of the hands, the bending of the back, and so on. When eating, you can practice eating meditation, being mindful of chewing, chewing, and swallowing. The easiest object to be mindful of, the most coarse and most obvious, is the body. The mind is more difficult to observe because it is much quicker than the body. The mind is likened to be a wild animal. When a hunter wishes to catch a wild animal, they don't run around the jungle chasing after it. They wait quietly by the water, knowing that the wild animal will come to them. The body is like the water, the place where the mind comes and can be caught. In the Visuddhimagga, Venerable Buddhaghosa says that as the body becomes clearly understood, the mind becomes clearly understood along with it. By focusing on the body, you are indirectly learning about the mind, which should make perfect sense because the mind is what is doing the focusing. As you observe the stomach, for instance, the rising and falling, you learn all sorts of things about the mind. You will see liking and disliking, boredom and aversion, controlling and stressing. The whole of the practice really is using the body in order to see the mind. And when you see the mind, whether it be feelings, thoughts, or emotions, you focus on those. And when they are gone, you come back again to the body because it is still there.